parents teach values, also how to use wealth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Absolute Philosophy. Parents teach values. Parents teach values by how they live. They are the role model for the values that they would have their children follow. But also, parents teach how to use wealth. Now, parents have money going through their hands. They pay bills and they take care of the family responsibilities and they do all these good things. And they're teaching that to their children because they want their children to know how to have good values. They want their children to know how to be honest, to have integrity, how to always be reliable in all circumstances. And one thing the parents oftentimes forget, though, is how to teach children values with money, how to use wealth. Now, my son had a girlfriend whose parents took some money in her behalf every single month, and they put it in a special account for stock. Now, it wasn't a great deal of money. It was just $5 every single month that they put in this special account from the time she was just a little girl. But when this little girl was ready to go to college, she had a very wonderful estate, all of her own, an estate that her parents had helped her build by their diligence and by their caring. And they taught her that this money was growing, and they showed her every month how the money was growing and how it was going up. And sometimes it went down and sometimes it went up, but most of the time it was stable and went up. And when she was in college, she used her money wisely because she realized the more she kept in her stocks and bonds, the more that it would continue to grow. So she lived very comfortably in college. She paid her way. She paid her tuition. She paid for her books, her apartment, and she lived very comfortably. She had her car. And when she finished her college, she still had a great abundance. Her wealth was right there. Her parents had taught her well. They had taught her how to use that money and make it grow and let it be a stability possibility for her, something that is really quite wonderful and quite magnificent. And it was. And she lived very comfortably with that. Now, how many parents have that wisdom to share with their children? How many parents have that wisdom to teach their children the value of money? I had another friend I told you about. He was the Gill Electric Battery Company, a very fabulously wealthy man, and he had a daughter whom he raised when her mother had died early in her childhood. And he raised this girl all her life. Well, she grew up to marry a insurance man, and she lived with him, and they had their children. And here daddy was a billionaire, and the daughter was living frugally with the salary of her husband. And I said to the father, I said, "Mr. Gill, you know, you are very foolish. You spent years building up this wonderful estate that you have, building up this big amount of money, and you're not teaching your daughter how to use that money the day that it all falls into her lap. Because you're going to die one day, and she's your only heir. She's going to have everything. And what's she going to do with it? She's not enjoying it now in a very important part of her life. She should have money to spend right now from you to learn how to spend it and to learn how to enjoy it and to live in a very comfortable home, to live in a very comfortable life and to enjoy it and spend wisely and well. Because the money is there. It's going to be all hers, and you might as well help her to understand how to enjoy it and use it well now." I told the story many times, and I'll tell it many times still, I'm sure. Well, Mr. Gill had the letter I wrote to him as I was his real estate agent, and he had it on his desk for a couple of weeks. And I saw it on his desk, and it was open, lying there. And then one day, I came into his office, and I saw signs on the door being changed. One sign said, head of the finance department, you know, chief financial officer, and it was his daughter's name. And the other was business manager, and that was his son-in-law's name. Each of them he had taken into his business to manage his estate, to manage his money, and to teach them how to enjoy the use of the money and to benefit from it and to feel that it was their money and they were handling it well. Well, now, would that each parent had that ability to work with their children, to train them how to let money grow for them and let money do things for them. Money is out there just waiting to be to grow and to do things for us. But most of us have the habit of thinking that money is there to be spent, and we want to spend it. And the minute we get it in, out it goes. If we earn a few dollars, we want to go to the theater. If we earn a few dollars, we want to go to the party. If we earn a few dollars, we want to buy a nice meal. Never once thinking about saving it and putting it away so that it'll grow for us and be a strength for us in our life. Oh, we can still go and do these nice things, but it's a matter of consistently putting away money in an account that can grow for us. Not that we're fearful that we need it because we're going to think that we're poor, but a knowledge that that is part of our wealth. That's part of our allness. Money attracts money. Wealth attracts other wealth. And you can be sure that when we learn how to use our wealth well, other wealth will be drawn to us and created for us in our own world because we will learn to do good, beneficial things with our money. We'll learn to invest it wisely and well. We'll learn, you'll learn to use it just like we are taught values by our parents. They teach us never to lie, always to be honest with other people and ourselves about everything that we do, always to love ourselves and love our neighbors like ourselves, and always to go out in the world and be unconditionally loving of every circumstance and every person and every place and everything in the universe. In the universe. And parents who teach their children like that are making an investment in them that is unbelievable. An investment that brings returns that they could never have dreamed possible. Returns in friendship, returns in abundance itself, returns in relationships, returns in work ethic, returns in all the possible things that could give you a return. And it is all because the parents took time to teach their children the values they had for life. You and I can step from where we are right now into the fullness of all these things right now. Because the first moment of our life is right now. This is the only moment in our life. We are living in the now. And as we live in the now, we experience every joyous, wonderful, beautiful thing right now. And it's just a matter of our choice. Just a matter of our delight. Just a matter of our recognizing who and what we are. Do we want to be like Mr. Gill and have all this money and he didn't even spend it himself because he had always been very frugal. He had his modest home and his modest car, and his family was raised in that way. But the money was there. The money was there for them to invest, to spend, to make it work for them, to play with it. Why not? That's what it's all about. If you have good health, live in good health. If you are surrounded by friends, be a good friend. Be a delight in the lives of your friends. If you are a person who is a charismatic person, be charismatic and just shine forth into the lives of everyone who you are and how wonderful you are. This is part of our givingness. This is part of our nature, part of our revelation of ourselves in all our world and in all that we do. Because it's all that matters. The only thing that matters is that our parents teach values, and they also teach us how to use wealth. And that wealth is the wealth of our consciousness, the wealth of our pocketbook, the wealth of our beingness. And it's a wonderful thing to do. I today teach myself the wealth that my parents taught me, and teach myself the happiness that is all that I know. It's a wonderful world, isn't it? I love you. I love you. I love you.